Following the collapse of the former Soviet Union, we are facing another world, a world where all the conditions which were necessary for a bipolar world, they have all collapsed, and those conditions have not been replaced by anything. So the flow of the international situation has made competitions both easier and at the same time more formidable. In a bipolar world, competitions took place within the domain of two superpowers, and all the other players on the international stage, they did not have much power to have global influence in that domain. But with the collapse of the bipolar system, the ground was set for the more active presence of the countries which could not have their say and could not actually take part in that situation. But at the same time, the concerns of powerful countries have increased as well, because superpowers do not have the same monopoly that they have always had, because they feel they're losing that monopoly of power, and they are seeing that new players could enter this domain, the players that they could not do it in the past world. Because in the past, we only had two superpowers. Either of them could destroy the other superpower and also could destroy other countries of the world in that system. And so there was no opportunity for other countries to make their presence felt. But they are now worried, following the collapse of the Soviet Union, they were worried that now other countries can also enter the scene. Therefore, competition got easier, but it had more formidable consequences. They were very much worried. The Islamic Revolution of Iran, which actually was just out of the consequences of the Iraq-imposed war, the Islamic Revolution was considered as a serious threat to them. You know, I'm not going to exaggerate this revolution, but this is a reality that I'm telling you, that the Islamic Republic of Iran, because it has something new to say, because it has a new message to say. You see, we are the first government which is based on not on the Western liberal democratic models, not based on the Eastern models of oppression and domination, but it is based on a kind of a popular government which is based on the native and religious principles. Sometimes we ourselves forget it. One of my friends would say, from here, when you're looking the mountain from afar, you see it is very, very big. But when yourself go and try to climb the mountain through the roads on the mountain, and even maybe there are certain actually plants,